That's a bedroom. This is a bath. And this is a bedroom. And this is really a bedroom, but this is an office. And where am I now? There's a door. A bedroom, a hallway. Kitchen's here. Well, boy. Kitchen's here, and this is bigger. Dining room's here, and that's the garage. And that's more or less the living room, but that's a poor drawing.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an old-fashioned name for porch? Or names for special kinds of porches?
For a porch? You made me draw a blank. I can't even think how to say porch in Spanish. No.
What about a porch off the second floor?
No.
Did you ever hear it called a gallery or veranda?
Well, veranda. Yeah, but veranda, the little I heard it used around, kind of veranda was kind of a downstairs. It'd be kind of like that, only a bigger deal than that. Kind of enclosed, enclosed. Off the back of the house, kind of go out on the veranda, kind of, you know, full of trees and bushes and stuff like that. More out the way I heard it used more.
What would you call this out here?
Courtyard. That's what we all. That's when the guy showed us the house. He said, "This is the courtyard." So that's what I've called it ever since. I guess that's probably what most people would call that nowadays.
Mm-hmm. What about them? A little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and extra dishes and things.
Well, in the kitchen, what we had was a room called a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just kind of a great big walk-in closet, put all the food in it and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always call it just a pantry. Are you talking about English or Spanish?
English.
Oh, okay.
And if you have a two-story house to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have
stairs.
What about from the porch to the ground?
Outside?
Uh-huh.
Steps.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things like broken chairs and things like that.
Junk.
Okay. Where would you store things like that if you didn't want to throw them away?
Put it in the attic if I had one. That's what my mother got. Goes in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Most houses down here nowadays don't have an attic. You throw them in the garage until it fills up.
Did you ever hear of a junk room or lumber room?
Oh, yeah, junk room. We got one here on that sketch there. Well, we did have. We used to use that other bedroom over here, and we called it a junk room.
Uh-huh.
Odd pieces of furniture and stuff like that that we didn't have any place else to put in the junk room. But now we had to use it for a bedroom, so we haven't got a junk room anymore.
The covering on the house is called the...
You mean the roof?
Uh-huh. What about the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Gutters?
How are
or
they...
Or drain pipe. You
uh-huh.
Use both.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I guess, I think going back, I think I first used to hear about it and talk about it, we'd call it a drain pipe. I think little by little became talked to it some as gutters, but I don't know where we picked it up from.
Mm-hmm.
You and I as a kid and even further along, I remember always calling it a drain pipe.
Is it built on or does it hang from the roof? Or is it built?
You mean attached to?
Uh-huh.
What about you? Talking about that thing around there? That's to me, that my wife calls that a gutter more often than not, and I'll call it a drain pipe more often than a drain. Than maybe it's a different part of the country. I don't know. But you would just come at me real quick and say, "What's that thing? Water's coming through." I'll say, "A drain pipe."
Mm-hmm.